Kurt, I know you had a chance to speak at the Georgia Cattlemen's Convention. Give us an idea. What were some of the highlights of your speech?
Well, the main thing we talked about today is just where prices are today, which are at historically high levels. Really short supplies that have been caused by the drought and higher corn prices in the last several years. Folks converting cropland or pasture land into cropland. And then we talked about where we're headed this year, which is basically less meat production across the board, higher beef prices, higher meat prices, higher cattle prices.
You know, you just said something that kind of makes you wonder, are we seeing a lot of pasture land turn into crop ground?
No, I think what's going to happen has happened, and that really happened 4 or 5 years ago when we saw the big run-up in corn prices, when we saw $7, $8, $9 corn. That's when we saw the land come out of production. And, of course, we had corn. You know, soybean prices were at really high levels, as well as we had a year or two in there of high cotton prices. So depending on the region of the country, there was some pasture land taken out and converted to cropland. But I think all that's done now.
Now, when we take a look at the overall picture, we know cattle numbers are down. Are you hearing anything? Are you seeing any indications of maybe some rebuilding of herds here, there, and yonder?
Well, you know, heifer supplies or the number of heifers that are being held back as replacements have actually increased over the last 2 or 3 years. But the issue is that we've been liquidating more cows than we've been saving heifers. And if you look at the drought that we've got now occurring in the southern plains and out west, there's really, even though we would like to try to rebuild the herd, I think it's going to be a year or two before we actually see some rebuilding occur.
And, of course, the drought that hit Texas a couple of years back, all that really factors in, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's a major. That's one of the major factors that we're dealing with is the drought that was in Texas and Oklahoma. And also, you know, that caught parts of Missouri and then lots of parts of the southern plains. That really made a big impact on our industry.
Let's kind of focus here in the southeast particular now. On the other hand, we talked about drought. We've all seen quite a bit of water this year. Subsoil moisture should be good. What are you hearing? What are you seeing as far as pastures, hay this year, everything?
Well, you know, this year I think we're in really good shape in terms of precipitation and subsoil moisture, like you mentioned. Right now we've got plenty, and all of the long-term forecasts call for normal precipitation at least through the end of April and May. So it looks like we're going to be in good shape to start the summer. Depending on who you believe, we may have a chance at maybe just some below normal precipitation, but there's really nothing that calls for any type of drought occurring in the near future. So I think we're in good shape in terms of forage growth, hay production, and pasture production this year.
So bottom line, cattle prices, outlook for the rest of this year then?
Barring some major unforeseen event, things should be really good this year.